There's also a Bernie Sanders sign there, which I worry, just like anyone who doesn't really get it, just at least sees the Bernie sign and is like, oh, I get it. They're like left-wing nut jobs. Like, cool.
I noticed signs that some people had about inclusion, and it was very nice to see in the neighborhood. But there were a few of them, not a lot. This year, it's an explosion. It's absolutely an explosion.
I do worry sometimes that it's, you know, cosmetic, right? It's performative, or the dress up of, you know, the work that really needs to take place around these larger issues.
Something unexpected is happening across Philly. Maybe you've noticed it too. That is, our windows seem to be speaking to us a lot more than usual. In a year where we are virtually locked inside of our homes due to a pandemic and confronting a lot of political drama, hello, historic protests, historic election, attempted coup, it seems we've found a new way to communicate with our neighbors. Those thin panes of glass that separate the public from the private space have become a medium for sending messages and sharing our hopes and values to our neighbors. So let's talk about it. The self-curated piece of quasi-public space that Philly is wild about using right now, signs in our windows. Hi, I'm Conrad Benner, a Philly-based blogger and podcaster with streetsdepartment.com, that's streets, D-E-P-T.com, and welcome to Our Space, a new collaborative series I'm creating with Plan Philly and WHYY's News and Information Community Exchange. Our goal? To talk with Philadelphians about the spaces we share. Before 2020, Philly's windows displayed electric candles, plants, seasonal and holiday decorations, or religious paraphernalia, if they displayed anything at all. At election time, sure, you'd see some candidate signs too, but that was really the bulk of it. Growing up in Fishtown, my family was a seasonal holiday window type. But this year, it seems like there's way more stuff in people's windows, and I'm apparently not alone in thinking that.
I walk a lot in my area, so, you know, you take in the changing seasons, but this year, you're taking in just the changing messages.
That's Amy Lutzen, a resident of the Roxborough Manayunk area. Amy's a photographer who's working on a project to document this moment. I've asked her what she's noticed over the last year and why she thinks it's important to create a record of it.
I noticed that in the late winter and spring, people turned their attention to safety and hope and to reassuring themselves and one another in a time of fear and uncertainty. And I'm thinking they may have been finding ways to exercise control within their limited piece of real estate, and to find their voices and amplify their voices. And in a divided nation, this was a kind of common ground this year. And I think my neighbor's signs are messages to themselves and to their neighbors and maybe a little bit to the universe. And so this overlap of the sentiments that has been unfolding all year fascinates me. A regularly scheduled holiday arrives while we're already thinking about Black lives and the pandemic and the election. So do we replace the existing message with the new arrival? And often in my part of Philly, anyway, the messages are going to coexist. You know, I've also been a news photographer in the past briefly, that this is very much a unique time. I don't think we're going to see this again.
As Amy mentioned, it seems to have started with quarantine and rainbows. Soon after the initial coronavirus public safety measures were enacted last March and non-essential workers were asked to stay at home, a campaign called One Philly Art invited Philadelphians to draw or paint rainbows to display in their home windows. A fun activity to keep our minds and families busy, the rainbows also served as signs of hope and togetherness in a time of genuine fear and unease. And soon, rainbowed homes were spotted across the city. The summer of 2020, of course, saw historic Black Lives Matter protests across the country and here in Philly, and many who participated in those protests began to soon display their protest signs in their home windows.
Since June, it's been sitting there, just like the window dressing of Christmas decorations and Halloween decorations have changed around it for the most part, but the sign has stayed pretty stable.
That's Bill Fitch, a South Philly resident whose home displays an End Qualified Immunity sign that he made to go to protest with.
Maybe someone would see a picture of that sign and it would just put, you know, even the term qualified immunity out there as something someone can Google.
Now, let me save you a Google. Qualified immunity protects law enforcement officers from civil lawsuits, even when they stem from excessive force cases that result in brutality or death. The 2020 presidential election then spurred countless Philadelphians to use their windows to display candidate signs and even information on how and when to register and vote. And as we headed into the holiday season, all of these political protests and rainbow signs were joined by Halloween and Christmas decorations. It seemed Philadelphians weren't going to let go of their newfound billboard space, not even for Santa. Signs and windows make perfect sense for Philly, too, a city of neighborhoods. Neighborhoods of tightly packed row homes with windows that face out onto busy streets. Look out of your window and you'll likely see dozens of other windows. Take a short walk and you'll see many more. All of them opportunities for your neighbors to share with you, your own window, a chance to respond in turn. Vanessa Rosensweet lives in West Philadelphia.
I think that especially in West Philly, there are a lot of like young radicals that kind of clash with like maybe like middle-aged or like, you know, parent-age people who are definitely like all in for Joe Biden. And then like the younger people who are like, you know, screw Joe Biden, screw democracy, like screw it all. And I think it, at least from my perception, it's kind of, there's like this interesting like clinging to democratic, like democracy and like democratic candidates. And that's how I view it, kind of like these like maybe older people being proud of like being supporters of like the two-party system.
And no, Vanessa's house doesn't display any posters, if you were curious.
The only time that my housemates, like, we ever, like, made signs was when we were going out to a protest. But, yeah, we don't have any signs. There's a house across our street, directly across from us, that has a sign that says, like, protect black trans girls. So that's cool, but, like, we don't have any signs. Okay.
Michael O'Brien is also a resident of West Philly, and he hopes that people do more than just put signs in their windows.
I will never say that statements around justice and equity and, you know, well-being are not useful. What I will say is they're only useful to a point. It is what we do, how we live, it is the choices that we make when nobody is watching us. It's the way we treat people when we are tired and pressed for time. You know what I mean? Like all those things like matter to me much more. I just hope that everybody with signs is also willing to put pressure on all of our elected officials and on, you know, the mayor's administration and the managing director and et cetera. We've got to really make sure that the stewards of public funds use them in ways that we want to see, you know, achieve these ends and means that we're espousing with these signs, right? So there's a circle of action and activity, and I just don't want us to get caught in the first part of that circle.
The last year has kept us isolated facing a pandemic, a reckoning of racial injustice, economic instability the likes we haven't seen in generations, and arguably the most contentious presidential campaign and transition our country has ever witnessed. And without the normal kinds of events where you might discuss and vent about the world with loved ones, our windows have become the sounding board.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
Yes, we have made the iconic plea of Network's Howard Beale a reality, kinda. Now we just wait to see what kind of effect it might all have.